Welcome to 95 Mac Daily for Wednesday, September 21st, 2022. I'm Chance Miller. We are sponsored this week by A-Logic. Leading off today, iOS 16 includes a handful of major new features like the all-new lock screen and updates to iMessage. But outside of those flagship features, one of the more popular updates is support for enabling haptic feedback on your iPhone's keyboard. So as you type, your iPhone gives you just a little bit of vibration feedback every time you hit a key. But in a recently published support document, Apple cautions that enabling this feature could impact your iPhone's battery life. In the support document, Apple first outlines how the new keyboard haptics feature changes your iPhone, explaining that you can enable the feature in the settings application, choosing sounds and haptics, then toggling on keyboard feedback. But at the bottom of the document, Apple has a warning for users who enable this feature. The company says, quote, "Turning on keyboard haptics might affect the battery life of your iPhone," end quote. Unfortunately, Apple doesn't offer any additional detail on just how big of a battery life impact keyboard haptics might have on your iPhone. Realistically, we expect any battery life impact to be minor, but it's something you could try toggling off if you've experienced battery drain issues since installing iOS 16 and you enabled this feature. So far, we've heard a number of complaints about how iOS 16 is leading to worse battery life for some users, so this, again, is something to check into. In other news today, the first Apple Watch Ultra reviews have now been published. These reviews offer our first look at the Apple Watch Ultra in the wild, including details on things like battery life, the new design, and other features targeting extreme sports. One common theme among all of these reviews is that battery life of the Apple Watch Ultra really does impress. The Verge says that in their testing, they started with an Apple Watch Ultra at 100% charge, then went on a 2-hour and 15-minute long hike, used the compass and GPS extensively, and tracked sleep through that same night, and woke up the next morning still with 50% of a charge. MKBHD shared similar experiences, saying that he started on a Saturday morning with a full 100% charge, then did a 3-hour workout, wore the Apple Watch for the rest of the day and overnight for sleep tracking, then did another long workout on Sunday, again, wore the Apple Watch for the rest of the day, slept in it again, and woke up on a Monday morning with a 20% charge. CNBC says that while the Apple Watch Ultra impresses for serious athletes, it's, quote, an unnecessary splurge for the rest of its users. Some of the reviews said that the Apple Watch Ultra design is more durable than ever before, but it's also gigantic on the wrist, which could reduce the overall size of the market of people actually able to wear it. The Wall Street Journal said that the Apple Watch Ultra lacks some important metric data, especially in regards to recovery, but that ultimately it's far more user-friendly than other extreme sport watches from companies like Garmin. You can find our full roundup of the Apple Watch Ultra reviews and videos at the link in the show notes below. We are sponsored this week by A-Logic and the company's new Clarity 4K UHD display monitor. This display monitor has a beautiful premium design with the front of the display covered in glass, making images look so much more vivid. The panel is surrounded by thin and clean bezels, free of any distracting details, while the back of the monitor has a stylish silver finish. The 4K panel is exactly what you'd need to pair perfectly with your Mac or iPad, with bright colors and deeper blacks, thanks to its IPS technology and the glossy finish. The A-Logic Clarity 4K UHD is not just an external monitor, and it also functions as a USB hub so that users can connect other peripherals directly to it. The A-Logic Clarity 4K UHD display monitor is now available from the company's official online store, and you can check it out and get an A-Logic Iris webcam for free at the link in the show notes below. Rounding out today, Apple has released iOS 16.1 Beta 2 to developers for testing. iOS 16.1 continues to make a number of changes to some of the new features introduced in iOS 16. One of the most notable changes this time around is that Apple has updated the design for the battery percentage icon in the status bar. The battery icon has been controversial since it was added in iOS 16. Many users criticized the design because it would show a full battery icon with the percentage inside, which some said could cause confusion and trick users into thinking they had more charge than they actually did. With iOS 16.1 Beta 2, the battery icon no longer appears as full if it's not actually at 100%. Instead, the design of the battery icon dynamically adjusts based on your current charge level. Basically, Apple has taken how the battery icon used to perform and then combined it with this new percentage icon, seemingly in an effort to give users the best of both worlds. The charging indicator has also now returned to the lock screen, similar to what was available in iOS 15. When your iPhone is plugged into a charger, you'll see an indicator with the battery percentage right above the clock time on your lock screen. The update also fixes an issue with copy and pasting alerts that we talked about earlier this week. With this update, you'll still see a pop-up message for copying and pasting when an app accesses the keyboard in an attempt to paste automatically, but you won't see a pop-up when you manually copy from one app to another and actually tap in the text field and choose to paste. There are some other changes and bug fixes in iOS 16.1 Beta 2, and we've got the full roundup at the link in the show notes below. That wraps up another episode of 9 to 5 Mac Daily. As always, you can find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. Follow along with me on Twitter at Chance H. Miller, and be sure to come back tomorrow for a new episode of 9 to 5 Mac Daily.